Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Alexis.
You're listening to Central Crazies Podcast,
where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And we let our crazy flag fly free with no limit.
Guys, we're back. Did y'all miss us?
We missed you.
So I'm going to tell you about a case from Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's about a 52-year-old truck driver who had an unhealthy obsession with redheads, and his name was Charles Floyd, which is extremely fucked up because I wanted to dye my hair red.
Yeah.
It's very off-putting.
And you told me I should dye my hair red.
Dude, I still stand by it. I love red hair.
I do, too.
Okay, but, like, believe it or not, none of this, like, changed my mind about loving red hair. But I'm going to tell you about him. He was known for voyeurism, which that's being a peeping Tom, rape, and necrophilia.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. So he had taken 5 lives, but technically 6. And with this first murder, I'll explain. So Floyd had broken into an apartment belonging to a woman named Helen Brown. She was 19 years old and 6 days from giving birth.
Oh, my gosh.
He had strangled and raped her in her kitchen. He had then made a meal for himself. And that consisted of sausage and toast.
Like, he ate her food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
This is like BTK.
That's definitely what it reminded me of whenever I was doing this. And then there was a 6-month cooling period. The next attack happened to a mother and daughter duo. 48-year-old Claire Stewart, that was the mother, and 31-year-old Georgia Green. And these two had been sharing an apartment while George's husband was serving in the army. Floyd broke into the apartment, beat and raped their corpses after he had cooked himself a meal and eaten 7 scrambled eggs and toast.
What the heck is up with him?
Mm-hmm. And then sometime in 1945, authorities tried to pin a murder on a black man named Leroy Benham Benton. He was forced into making a false confession. And then May 15th, 1945, a 20-year-old named Pantaloo Niles was attacked in her sleep. She was attacked by a man who entered through her open bedroom window.
No! I open my bedroom window sometimes.
Don't do that.
I know I shouldn't, but, like, my room gets so hot. But, like, I think about stuff like that, and I'm just, like, that's just terrifying. Because, like, when you're asleep, you're not aware of anything. So, like, you're just, like, so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
To awaken to being attacked, that would be, like, a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I check my closet before I go to bed.
Yeah, well, your closet, like, will open by itself, so I don't blame you.
What?
You remember when it, like, kept, like, opening?
No.
When I was waiting for you to finish your notes.
Oh, like just the fan going and it was just the air pushing it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But it doesn't do that a lot because I have to shut it because the cat wants in my room all the time. Like, we finally worked out a system where she'll sleep with me, where she'll just stay put and it's doable.
Good. It's good that she's getting used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she tries to wake me up at 6, but I'm trying to get her out of that habit because she's not going to be an outside cat.
Right.
So she's going to not like that very much.
I know. She likes her freedom. She's independent.
Yes, she is. So, sorry, we went on a tangent. So he had entered through Panta Niles's bedroom window. She was raped after her death. He stayed in her room for a few hours after. He then answered her phone call that she had received from a friend who was calling to wake her up before work. Her friend instantly got worried, hung up, and called the police.
Did it say what he said?
No, she just heard a man's voice and was like,
Oh my gosh. I would be scared if I called you and, like, I heard a man's voice. Like, even if I heard a stranger's voice, I'd be scared. But, like, a stranger that's also a man, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, even if, like, I mean, I'd understand if it were, like, her husband or, I'm not sure if she had a husband, but, or if it was, like, her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, like, somebody that you knew that she knew.
Yeah. But not expecting anybody there, no. Then, still being in 1945, they released Benton because another suspect came into the light. It was a drifter named Henry Owens, who had a previous record of sexual assault. They had him take a polygraph because results were inconclusive. But they released him since they had the wrong guy, because Floyd had struck again on July 1st, 1948. Floyd broke into the apartment of a 38-year-old mother named J.B. Cole when her 12-year-old daughter and her friend were having a sleepover. He beat the mother, knocking her unconscious. Police reported that the girls had been partially undressed and had it. And that the mother was knocked unconscious and they had sexual encounters. But she survived and she only had several injuries. The neighbor ran up at 2:30 in the morning when she heard screaming. Her appearance caused Floyd to flee. Two blocks away, Floyd invaded the home of Ruth Norton, fatally beating her and raping her body. After the attack of Norton, a witness came forward and offered a description, including that he looked like a truck driver. A survey of the local trucking companies revealed that Floyd, a driver, was known for his obsession with redheads. He had quit his job the morning of July 2nd, 1948. He was arrested in Dallas on November 22nd, 1949. Floyd tried to put a face of confusion toward the police when he had accidentally given a detail that only the police and the killer would have had. Floyd said that the voyeurism sometimes failed to satisfy his cravings, and on those occasions, he moved to other violence. He said that Panta Niles had been a special target. He was fond of seeing her stripped down before an open window. He had watched her for a long period of time, for weeks. This lust turned into a rape/murder.
Oh my gosh. So I wonder how he, like, was all his victims redheads?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
I wonder how, like, he found his victims.
They all lived in a general area of downtown Tulsa.
Oh.
Yes. So, like, several of them, like, within, like, the same block. And then he had only confessed to one murder. And that was of Ruth Norton. And psychiatric testing and subject's low IQ saved Floyd from the electric chair in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. A low IQ can keep you from getting the electric chair?
I didn't know that either.
No.
Declaring that Floyd was a quote-unquote deranged murderer, he was ruled as mentally incompetent and was committed to Eastern State Hospital for the Criminal Insane in Veneta, that's northeast of Tulsa, where he had died in 1968.
Wow, so this was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he took six.
Wow, dude.
And that's...
That's scary. It's so close to home.
Yep.
So, like, it makes more sense that, like, because I had forgotten that it was in Oklahoma. And, like, it was probably a smaller town than I'm assuming.
Yeah, since it had to have been.
Like, the 40s. But I wonder, but this is one thing I wonder. How did they say it looked like a truck driver? Like,
I don't know. Beer gut?
That's what I'm like, making sure. I'm just like, what's a truck driver look? Like, they just said he looked like a truck driver. Like,
beer gut, kind of scruffy.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the story of Charles Floyd.
That was interesting. I did not know, like, something like that happened in freaking Tulsa.
Yeah, I had no idea either. It was just a sheer coincidence that I came across it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Well, guys, thank you for listening. We are glad to be back, and we will keep this going. But remember that you can follow us on Instagram at @central_crazies_podcast or email us at centralcraziespodcast@gmail.com. And remember, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Kelly.
And you've been listening to Central Crazies. Bye.